Good afternoon. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News. Auburn Police Chief Tommy Dawson says the hunt for a suspect in this weekend's triple homicide continues.
We're looking for our suspect, Desmonte Leonard, in Montgomery, Alabama. We have about 30 to 35 officers in Montgomery, MPD officers as well as U.S. Marshals and FBI agents and whatnot in Montgomery looking for our suspect. We did make an arrest earlier this morning of Jeremy Thomas. He was an 18-year-old male that fled with Mr. Leonard from the shooting this past Saturday night, charging him with a hindering prosecution. And we're just going to continue to look, and we're not going to arrest until we locate the suspect and take him into custody.
Another Montgomery resident, 41-year-old Gabriel Thomas, was also arrested on a warrant by the U.S. Marshals Service for hindering prosecution. Rewards totaling $15,000 are being offered for information leading to the apprehension of Desmonte Leonard, who is considered armed and dangerous. He faces three capital murder charges in connection with the shooting deaths. Leonard is a resident of Montgomery and was last seen driving a white Chevrolet Caprice that was later found abandoned off Wire Road in Macon County. Chief Dawson has this message for Leonard.
Also to Mr. Leonard, the right thing would do would be to come turn himself in, either to Montgomery Police Department or Auburn Police Department. That's the best thing could be done for everybody in this situation.
Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Auburn Police Department at 334-501-3140 or the Auburn Secret Witness Line at 334-246-1391 or the U.S. Marshals Secret Witness Line at 334-223-5400. And we'll have those numbers for you once again. Dubbed the loveliest village on the plains, Auburn was rocked at its core following Saturday night's deadly shooting. Last year, the city had no homicides, and until this weekend, it only had one. Auburn's Mayor Bill Hamm Jr. says this incident is not indicative of the city's safety.
Wow. In this community that is a very safe community with a high quality of life, I would urge our residents to always be mindful that we are connected not only by Interstate 85, but many arteries that provide a tremendous number of good things to our community, but it's also a link to a world that we don't experience every day.
Hamm shares this with all residents.
I would just urge anyone in any community, be vigilant, understand and know your surroundings, because there is no possible way in any community anywhere that this could have been avoided, to my knowledge, having someone come to a private party like this and this happened.
Once again, anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Auburn Police Department at 334-501-3140, the Auburn Secret Witness Line at 334-246-1391, or the U.S. Marshals Secret Witness Line at 334-223-5400. The capital city is investigating its 12th homicide of the year. 30-year-old Reginald Shackelford died on the scene in the 1300 block of Audubon Road. At this time, no arrests have been made. Police are asking those with information to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP, the Secret Witness Line at 262-4000, or Montgomery Police Department at 625-2831. A judge in Hainville has ordered DeAndre Marquise Lee held on $3 million bond for the shooting deaths of 9-year-old twins and their 73-year-old babysitter. Lee appeared Monday afternoon before Lowndes County District Judge Adrian Johnson. Lee's ankles and hands were shackled when he stood before the judge in a brief hearing at the Lowndes County Courthouse. Johnson appointed Hainville Mayor Jerry Thornton to represent Lee. The judge said Lee would not enter a plea until after the case is heard by a grand jury, possibly early next year. Johnson set a hearing for June 19th to consider a request by District Attorney Charlotte Tesmer that Lee's $10,000 bond on an earlier charge be revoked. Lee made no comments during his court appearance. He was arrested Saturday in Selma. The Montgomery Public Schools will present the Montgomery Music Movement for aspiring middle school students. Free to all middle school students, including incoming sixth graders, the initiative for those interested in band programs will take place once in June and twice in July. Date, time, and location information is available at www.preparingstudentsforlife.com. Keep your umbrellas handy this week. That's the rule. The National Weather Service in Birmingham is reporting heavy rainfall in parts of central and south Alabama. Meteorologist Mark Rose says Montgomery's drenching rains won't produce serious flooding, even with more soggy weather on the way.
For today, maybe around an inch. Some more chances of rain tomorrow, but probably not quite as much rain tomorrow, so maybe around a half an inch around the Montgomery area. You know, South Alabama had seen the most rainfall. Of course, the really serious flooding issues have been down on the coast. We haven't seen anything like that up in South Alabama. Most of the really, really serious heavy rainfall has been down right near the coast. But generally, between Montgomery, Troy, over to Auburn areas, generally seen anywhere from 1 to 3 inches over the past 24 to 48 hours.
Rose says the downpour in areas like southeast Alabama and along the coast helped relieve their moderate to severe drought conditions. Right now in the capital city, overcast skies, 78 degrees. Today, showers are likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s, chance of rain 70%. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s. Tuesday, cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. On Tuesday night, cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Thunderstorms low around 70. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.